Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. So I guess we have somebody from the Red Board calling in tonight. Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. So I guess we have somebody from the Red Board calling in tonight. If that's not enough to bring Pizza Destroyer back, then I don't know why we even bother doing this show. Fat Kid broke my heart. Here's the show.
Did he call Pizza Destroyer a fat kid?
It sort of sounded like it, didn't it?
Well, what did he say?
Fat Kid broke my heart.
Yeah.
That sounded like.
The title of his forthcoming memoir.
Welcome to the 181st edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Damn.
For all you live casters.
Boy,
I like that. That's not a bad one.
Thank you.
That's
thank
a
you.
Lot of
live custards.
Live custards is good.
Yeah.
Better than live castation.
That's actually the first one that's not horrible.
Thank you. I was thinking about that the other day.
He spent months lowering our expectations, so when there was one passable one, we were like blown away by
good
it.
Good strategy.
Yeah.
That's always my strategy. Lower expectations and then blow them away.
That's my method with the ladies, except for the blow them away part.
It's Rob. We have a great show. Later on in the show, Guy Kozowick from the Red Court is going to be calling into the show. And and he's going to be what? On the show.
Don't.
I don't know. I'm not even.
We're trying to give cues.
Yeah.
Holy
except
fuck.
We haven't learned how to do that and keep talking.
Yeah, it's the weed, obviously.
We haven't even smoked.
Anyone else can still
smoke. I smoked earlier.
No, it's the cumulative effect of weed constantly.
Oh, what is this, an anti-drug PSA?
No, I'm told to you by truth.
There's so much weed in the like microphone filters.
Oh, God.
So we don't even have to smoke anymore. We just have to inhale.
Yeah, so Guy from the Red Court of Black Market Activities calling in the second hour.
Rob, when you're at Sirius doing your show and Chris Russo walks by, do you stop talking? Hey, buddy!
Well, I'm in my booth. If Chris Russo walks by, it's going to be to kick me out of my booth.
Oh, okay.
He has the time.
He has his own studio.
Yeah.
So?
What
if he has to do a fix-up?
He uses his studio.
Aren't there 9 trillion studios there? Like
there are, but all the music, all the music on air hosts, they share the coffins. They're called. They're just like single person studios.
Because they don't need a whole studio unless they have guests or a band.
Who came up with calling them coffins? That's kind of fucking morbid, isn't it?
Danzig was there 1 week.
Well, it's dark and cold in there. So.
Yeah, I like going into my coffin.
Excuse me.
To do my show. And then if you go to the one and the end where the windows are, you overlook Times Square. And actually, going back to the being stoned thing, every once in a while I will totally get distracted from the Times Square like lights as I'm doing my show.
Once again, weed comes into play.
Bright light.
I didn't know the Phantom of the Opera was about.
It's just like there's like this Viacom billboard, and like it's just constant transitions of like shows on VH1 and MTV. It's just
awful.
Like Mob Wives, like the
it's
Mob
like
Wives
taking a shit on your chest.
Yeah, the Mob Wives graphic is very bright, so I always notice it.
Ugh.
But you know, we're not here to talk about Sirius. We're here to talk about heavy metal. And the first topic I want to bring up is Billy Joe Armstrong.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Billy Joe from Green Day, vocalist of Green Day, had a very eventful weekend. Darren, your stream is playing.
You just have to press stop.
Yeah,
press
pause on the Metal Injection stream. That's what's happening.
Here, wait, let's see if we're still playing.
Nope.
Okay, yeah, you got it.
Okay, but it wasn't me. There was nothing on I wasn't even on the page.
How dare you not be on the page during the show? Don't you care?
What lack of professionalism.
Okay. All right, whatever.
So Billy Joe from Green Day had a pretty eventful week.
Mm-hmm.
Green Day played the iHeart Radio Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you not working in the radio industry, iHeart Radio is like a rebranding that Clear Channel did to their like millions of stations across the country.
No, it's their app.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's true. But
no,
it's just like,
true.
But that's how they, it's as opposed to calling it the Clear Channel app, it's like, it's the iHeart Radio app. Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic festival just because all the annoying people from my office, because I work for Clear Channel, they're all in Vegas. They were all in Vegas for the last week dealing with that fest, so I didn't have to hear their bullshit. So I'm all for
but
it.
So what crazy thing did you do in the office while they were all gone?
Whose desk did you pee on?
Did you jerk off on your own chest?
Did you fart on your boss's chair?
No, my boss I like, and he was not out of town. It's just this. It was really it's just this one girl who sits down the hall from me who never shuts up, and I hate her. And she was gone.
What does she talk about?
Just anything. She's on the phone. She's talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's talking about makeup.
Yeah.
She's talking about dance music and horseback riding. Anything and everything, and it's loud and obnoxious.
Why don't you prank call her?
Ugh.
Does she ever talk to you personally?
The one time that she talked to me was to give me a free crumbs. Cupcake. So that was nice. But
was
I still
nice.
Hate her and wish death upon her. So it's fine.
We have some callers.
Oh.
Let's do it.
People who want to ask Guy from the Red Court questions before he's on the air.
Oh.
Queuing up.
814, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, who's this? What's your name? Where are you from?
Chris.
Hello?
Football's more important.
425. You're on the air. You're on the Metal Injection livecast.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Who is
it? Hear me?
Who is
it? Yeah, it's Hadron in the chat. I've been listening to you guys for like years and never called in, but you guys are fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll always download like a bunch of archives, and then I'll when I have to go on like a trip or some shit, like on a plane, I fucking laugh out loud in the middle of the plane and everyone gets pissed off at me.
That's good. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm also extremely stoned, so it's hard to fucking talk. My bad, guys.
Right in, my friend.
Fit in with
one of us.
One of you.
Okay, awesome. So I don't know if you guys already talked about this, but have you guys heard the new BT BAM?
I've heard it.
I heard some of it.
Rob gets advanced copies of everything.
Rob, thoughts?
It sucks?
Does it?
Really?
No,
are you asking me?
I'm asking you. I said thoughts. What are your thoughts on it? Yeah.
Sounded like you said it sucks.
Yeah,
No, that's what I thought you said.
No, I like it.
All right, yeah, I love it, dude.
Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Wonderful. All right, well, that's pretty much all I got, but keep it up, guys.
But it's good. I like my favorite track is the second one, I think.
What was the name of
it? Yeah, it's pretty dope. All right, I'm going to get off now.
The second one.
Yeah.
That's actually the name of the track. Now.
Thrash it.
I went to see Trioscapes.
What the fuck is that?
Dan from BT BAM has a trio, this like jazz.
You would hate
experimental fusion.
Well, he already hates Between the Buried and Me.
Astral Body. No, Layer Ghost to Rest is my favorite. But yeah, Trioscapes.
Take a band Sid already hates and make them play
jazz.
This
is Trioscapes.
Is
it really?
Yeah.
Everyone, jazz hands.
Ska music right
now.
Well, they do have a saxophone.
And you sat through how much of this?
All of it. And
yeah.
And I wish I could have sat through more.
It was good.
Jesus Christ.
I was there.
How long did this go on?
Like
45 30? Minutes.
This audio torture.
Why is it torture?
It's not torture. This is a really...
Terrible.
It's groovy, man.
Musically, it's really exceptional.
Okay.
That's a word for it. In the way that retarded kids are exceptional. It's special. It's special
really?
Music.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Better than Green Day.
Oh, yes, I would agree with
wow,
that.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
Because I know you like that band.
Sick Bird.
I have liked that band.
Yes.
I do not currently like that band.
Well, I still, even the Green Day albums I don't like, this is not better than those.
Hold on a second. Why don't you guys like this? Like, legitimately.
It's a mess.
What's a mess
it's
about
noodling.
It?
Yes. Not just noodling. I like noodling in the context of a song.
Yeah,
but if you just do that for 45
us.
Minutes, I don't... It's
but
like,
how is this noodling?
But you know what
structure? There is structure.
The
there
place
is
for this,
a lot of structure.
The place for this is in a rehearsal studio with no audience. If they want to fucking musically jerk off in front of each other, no, it shouldn't be released. People shouldn't have to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
Fine, hang out with your friends and do this. Well, that's it. But it should not go anywhere beyond that.
On the other hand, though, people are buying it, right, I guess.
Yeah, so obviously people are into it. There was a
it's sort of like,
there.
Listen, Mayor Bloomberg had to impose bans on certain size cups for sugary drinks.
Uh-huh.
So just because people are willing to buy it doesn't mean it's good for them or they should buy it.
That's a fair point.
So Mayor Bloomberg should step in and impose bans on jazz fusion.
Nice.
People from themselves.
I'm sorry, Noah, I have to say, most of the time I am the most in line with you on this show with your music. So forgive me.
I don't think so.
I think so. Come on. Who likes your stuff more than I do?
Well,
Rob.
No, you don't like fucking,
You're always
I just don't like power metal.
You're on board, but sometimes there's like a... You know, you're a little facetious about it.
No, well, I'm doing shtick for the show, but I always defend you, too.
I mean, I can understand where Sid is coming from. I feel like a lot of musicians play music just to, like, jerk off in front of each other,
yeah,
basically.
That's what I think this is.
I don't think that this is it, though. This is just, like, fun and it's organic.
Organic
it
in one way.
And it has
really
groove.
In what way is it organic?
It just feels very natural.
But what does that mean?
Like, she's saying, like, they're not noodling. Like, there's a reason for everything they're playing.
Yeah, like, they're not... It's not just that they're thinking about what, like, scale to use over this chord and that chord. I feel like it's very free-form, but it's,
but that's
it's
exactly
very,
why I
but
don't
it's
like
it's very
it.
Intelligent.
That's exactly why I don't like it. I like
it's
music
too sophisticated for you.
I don't
no,
it's music.
It's, no, it's stupid. I like stupid music, and I like intelligent
no,
music.
No, I'm just... I'm being...
But... I feel like I like this song to be written, is what I'm saying.
It is written.
I hate improvisational jazz.
But this isn't
improvisational.
But it sounds like it is my point.
That's what you were saying about how it's organic.
It's organic. It just
sort of
synonymous. You know.
I'm saying that when they wrote it, there's like soul to it. It's not something that's structured and rigid. Whatever.
Let me give like five more seconds to this when I listen. Still sucks.
Yeah, it sounds
I'm
like,
sorry.
Sounds like the soundtrack to Metroid or something.
Why is that bad?
It's just do you own the CD of that or on iTunes?
I have some Nintendo 4.
I guess this guy's not going to call in and tell this story. He just wrote in the chat, so I'll read it.
What's the story?
Hadron, the guy that just called in.
Okay.
Or Hadron.
I just say
I thought it was Hardon.
Hardon. Yeah.
It's the Large Hadron Collider. Yeah. That's the whatever. All right.
Hardon.
The Large Hardon Collider said, oh, no, it's fault. Hold on. I work at a child care in a gym, and we're legally not allowed to change diapers for some reason. So when a kid shits his diapers, we just ignore it.
What?
We have a big slide structure in the daycare. One day a kid sat at the top of the slide and his diaper split open. And shitty water slid down the slide the whole damn way. Oh, that's it. That's
I think that's what he was equating the sound of that band to. It's like shitty water going down a slide.
That's what made him think of the
Shit water is very organic.
It's true.
You don't know what you're talking
By
about.
By definition, it's organic.
Yeah, exactly.
It has carbon in it. No, I'm sorry. I love you, Noah, but that was awful. Yeah, it was torture.
It was. I don't look. You could say it wasn't your style, but I don't think you can't say it was awful.
My opinion
also,
is
Trioscape right sounds like one of those like artsy fartsy porns that they show on Playboy Channel.
Uh-huh.
They used to. I haven't watched in a long time. But like one with like the slow motion and the close ups and really good looking women.
So that's a good thing.
It sounds like a good.
But it's just a corny name for something.
Next on Cinemax, Trioscape.
Exactly.
We have another caller. 203, you're on the live cast. What's your name? Where are you from?
It's Colin.
Okay.
Hello, Colin.
Hello. What's up, Colin?
Thanks for calling, Colin.
I get it.
We haven't heard from Colin in a long time.
Yeah, what's improved in your life, Colin?
Well, I have a job now. I work construction.
Okay.
Fascinating. All right.
Okay.
Colin, you have that same charm and charisma that we remember.
Yeah, all right.
I didn't even goodbye him.
You should ask him how many construction jobs he has.
Colin, how many construction jobs do you have?
I only have one.
There we go. That worked out well. By the way, our number is... I'll wait for James to finish.
Thank you.
Our number is 646-929-1357. So let's talk about Billy Joe. He's playing.
Wait, before you do that, I found another song by Trioscapes.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. Love that.
I'm into it. I'm into it.
This is better than the first one, I think.
Okay, so Billy Green Day is playing this corporate rock fest. Not even a rock fest.
He kind of looks like Liza Minnelli in that still.
The eyeliner is terrible.
It's a very good catch.
So apparently they were going on before Usher. And
because
this is a pop radio festival, and I guess the show was running late, so their set, which was initially 45 minutes, got cut down to 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Joe
was for everyone.
Was not happy about this, and then at like the very last minute of the show, Billy Joe freaked out
when he found out that he only had a minute left.
Yeah, and the thing is, this show was being streamed live on YouTube, like professionally streamed.
Was he aware of that?
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure
they all
this
had to
is
sign
like a
off.
Calculated.
On it. Yeah,
tantrum.
That's kind of what I feel. Okay, let's listen to it. Oh, sorry, we have to listen to a little Green Day now.
No, you okay with that?
This is way better than Trioscape.
Yep.
I have to say it is. Even though I'm not a huge Green Day fan.
A knife in my heart.
Okay.
Well, he's not talking yet. Anyway.
I'm gonna play a fucking new song. Fuck this shit.
Here we go.
And the fans cheer no matter what
Give
he says.
Give me a fucking break. 1 minute left. 1 minute fucking left. You're going to give me fucking 1 minute? Look at that fucking sign right there. 1 minute.
You know who I am.
It sounds like scripted. The whole thing sounds like he's...
Let me fucking tell you something. Let me tell you something. I've been around since fucking 1980 fucking 8.
Wow.
Wait, he was born?
No, he started at
50 years old.
You're fucking kidding me. You're fucking kidding me. What the fuck?
He sounds like Dave Mustaine.
Justin Bieber, you motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Why is he wasting his 1 minute?
He's a baby.
This is a fucking joke.
That's a good point. Why are you wasting? Shut up and play.
Wait, did you hear how he said, this is a fucking joke.
When did he get a British accent?
Oh, no, he's always had that fake affectation.
Yeah. Which he does poorly.
Fucking joking.
You're joking, mate.
I got 1 minute. 1 minute left. Oh, now I got nothing left.
Oh, now I'm American again. All right.
Let me show you what one fucking minute
And then he fails at breaking his guitar.
Yeah. That's a very sturdy guitar, I noticed. One, two.
And everybody's just cheering. Like, nobody, they're just like, yay,
like,
part
yeah,
of the
this
show.
Is so punk rock and a corporate
Usher,
festival.
We'll cheer just
yeah.
for Usher.
1 minute.
Was it really scripted, do you think? Or?
Well, now he, a day later, he's in rehab, and he apologized, apparently. Do you have, like, the statement he released?
Billy Joe is seeking treatment for substance abuse. We would like everyone to know that our set was not cut short by Clear Channel, and to apologize to those we offended at the iHeartRadio Festival in Las Vegas.
Because we have a new album out, and we want Clear Channel to play it.
Yeah, they're just making good with the fat
We regretfully must postpone some of our upcoming professional appearances. This is probably also their management going like, okay, you just probably killed like 75% of our airplay.
Well, he's been around since 1988, so he doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know who I am, bloody wankers?
I said this to Rob earlier, and the best way to not get your set cut short for Usher is, hey, don't agree to open for Usher.
Yeah.
That's
that
a trick.
Sense.
It's
that
like you're doing this to promote your album. Who cares if your set is only 25 minutes? Plus work.
We do what we want. Yeah. Now where's our big check for Six Figures, Clear Channel, you motherfucker?
Here it is. Oh, okay, I'm American.
And like Green Day has done so many things to lose their quote-unquote rock cred. Right. Mm-hmm. This, I think, like, is the last word on it. The, between the corporate concert tantrum and then the rehab stint and apology a day later.
I'm sorry.
That's like full on, they're done. Like, they had the fucking, the Broadway musical, just making all that money.
They chose their
major.
Path. They chose their
But
path.
This is it. This is it. They're done. They're done. Go away and never come back. Please.
Well, apparently that wasn't even really them seeking to have punk rock cred again. It was just him having a shit fit.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not seeking it. Like, he's still probably 60s punk rock with his John Varvatos clothing and his Broadway musical.
Yeah.
Do you think he has Eddie Murphy syndrome? Like, there's just no one around to tell him that...
Well, that's the thing. He's been in this band since 88. He was a teenager, and this has been his whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Like, he's never had to be an adult male in his entire fucking life. So, of course, he's going to have little baby tantrums and shit, because he's been Billy Joe from Green Day since fucking
since 1988.
Puberty. Yeah.
How old
since
was
he? Since 1888. Oh, I was there in the Civil War, mate.
So this is what happens.
Fuck you, and fuck American radio. Oh, I'm just on drugs. Please play my new album, Uno Dos Tres.
That's the other two guys albums. Come in and like, no, don't listen to him, please.
No.
Please.
For everything.
No.
So the
please
bassist broke his guitar too. He like felt.
Well, I felt like, well, if he's gonna do it, I might as well do it too.
Yeah. I've been here since 1988 too.
Yeah.
It's like, look how punk rock I am. I'm going to break this guitar, which I could afford 700 more of.
Yeah.
So this does nothing.
Which I got for free.
Yeah,
I didn't even pay for it.
Nothing for me.
You know what he should do?
Did Clear Channel buy you that guitar? No. Oh, so it's your own property you're breaking?
Dumbass.
There you go. Way to stick it to him.
He should take $11 million single dollar bills and build a pyramid and set it on fire. That would be punk rock.
Yeah.
I don't care about fucking money.
You should piss on it, too.
I would admire that. It still sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to start my own radio conglomerate, and I'm only going to play punk rock and then profit off of its successes. And I call it Muddy Channel. Fuck Clear Channel.
Wankers.
Pretty much.
Foggy Channel.
It's not clear today.
Cloudy.
It's mostly cloudy. With a chance of non-half-broken guitars. Fuck the Green Day.
Has the Iron Sheik weighed in on this yet? He's usually on top of all the presidents.
Yeah, well, Green Day, they have it, the grasshopper dick. I'll tell you, if he did mention it, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah,
you don't have to
look. And it's true. Billy Joe used to always play naked, and yeah, he did have a grasshopper dick.
Billy Joe, I respect him. God bless his mother. God bless his father. But Mike Dirnt, he's no good piece of shit. Liar, cheap Jew, Russia, fag, no good, worse than the Michael Jackson. Did he actually say anything?
No,
oh,
that's
disappointing. Rob, tweet at him and ask him what he thinks about it. Maybe that'll wake up his.
He is not the British. He is from the United States.
He's not the Dynamite Kid.
Where is he from?
California.
Oh, my God.
He sounded like the gay, faggot British Elton John. Why you break it, the guitar? You like it, the honky-tonk man. No good piece of shit.
They were at Sirius earlier in the week.
Green Day?
Yeah.
Green Day.
Mm-hmm. And I saw them walking around. They were basically just, like, walking around all over Sirius, mm-hmm. trying to look ultra-important.
Yeah.
And
do they have an entourage?
Not really.
Just like a manager or publicist or whatever.
I didn't really pay attention, but like the drummer was walking around and he was wearing these like plaid pants and his leather jacket and his hair was styled and he has his like Dior eyeshadow. And I was
it's like a raccoon.
Yeah, he just looked too made up. Like it was yeah. it was too like he thought about his outfit too much.
It's such a they have such a conscious image.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
So, Sid, what was the last time they were a worthy band, in your opinion?
Well, when American Idiot came out, I thought that was a really good album.
I like American Idiot.
But then when they really lost me was when they put out the documentary about the tour, mm-hmm. Bullet in a Bible, they called it.
I didn't see that.
They were so, in like the little interview clips, they were so full of themselves mm-hmm. and just the way they talked about their music and their concerts.
But American Idiot,
like,
right, to me,
this is done.
That doesn't sound like a punk album to me. It's
some
like
of
a
it
pop,
does.
Pop
it's like
album.
A bit, yeah, it's like a pop
well,
rock
I feel like
album.
They were always very pop conscious,
yeah.
like even
yeah.
the earlier stuff.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I thought that was just a really good overall album, and then the album after that was just like almost a carbon copy except a little bit like 25% crappier.
Mm-hmm. Didn't
and then
that.
I'm not even, I don't even think I'm going to get these new three, whatever.
I don't even know what's going on with
what
them.
What if you get them for free?
I guess if I get them for free, all right. But
take a listen?
I guess. But I'm not expecting anything good.
Everyone should buy our album for free. No. We apologize. He's in
rehab
again. Another rehab.
Lock him up.
Everyone steal our album. No. That's rehab again. He's drunk. He's fucked up.
They're just not going to let him talk anymore. Only sing. They're just going to cut off his mic.
I
feel like with a good amount of bands, they shouldn't make documentaries exposing their real personalities because it kills it for me.
Yes. Yeah.
Another band, Tenacious D.
Yes, yes, yes.
Their documentary was the worst because,
really?
Okay, they're like a parody, not a parody band, but like a joke band in a sense. But they take themselves so seriously.
Especially Kyle.
Yes.
Well, what else does he do?
He has such a chip on his shoulder about being second banana in the band.
That was, I feel like, the narrative of the documentary
yeah.
was how people are always neglecting Kyle over Jack Black, who's a multi-million
yeah.
dollar movie star.
And talented.
Cares about the band.
He's the, yeah.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah, exactly. It's
and
like,
I was watching, I kept waiting for the punchline. Like, okay, this is all like an act.
Yeah.
They're just trying to like make a parody of like behind the music type stuff. And
nope.
No. It was he's just a real sensitive fucking bitch.
Yeah, like the big drama was that on Letterman.
Yes.
They were supposed to come on as guests as Tenacious
I saw that.
D.
I saw that
and
clip.
Then perform, but when like the show was starting, they were watching the show backstage. It was like, "Oh, and tonight, Jack Black
yeah.
and musical performance by Tenacious and yeah. Kyle Guys flipped his shit."
Kyle was like, "We're not playing unless I'm on the couch too."
And Jack Black defended him though. And
yeah,
said,
well,
he
seemed like
for him, yeah.
he, but he seemed very uncomfortable about the whole thing. Like he didn't want to be a dick, but he don't also want to be disloyal to his bandmate. It was just so like, I don't want to see this.
Who cares?
Why?
And then the icing on the fuck Tenacious D cake was the shot of Kyle's nap room. The guy gets a nap room backstage on tour. Does he need, he needs
I demand a nap room for the live cast.
Yeah, right. I want no interruptions between 2 and 4, for I must nap.
No, Rob is on rehab. That wasn't Rob will never be in rehab, I guarantee that.
No.
He'll just smoke himself to death.
No, I'm fine. I'm cool, you guys. I don't have a problem. It's cool.
No, Rob's got it under control. Except his hair. It's wild.
Your hair is, wow, it's like an afro.
I didn't put any product in today. I wanted to let it roam free.
You look like Medusa.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Medusa Maselli?
First. No, we talked about the
Chief Drew Russia says, Rob requires a sunflower seed room. Yeah. That's a good one.
Literally, like we need a full room to put all this seed.
Yeah.
And it has to have sunflowers, like it has to be wrapped in sunflowers on the edges. Give it like a good aura, a good vibe,
and you traipse through there like Sound of Music. Like what if
Rob is a sunflower seed hoarder, so he can't get rid of the shells? So you need a room for all the shells.
Oh no, that's disgusting. Come
How big would the room have to be to hold all the shells of seeds that Rob's ever eaten in his life?
God.
Oh, that's a good question.
Mitt Romney doesn't own a house big enough to fit all those.
Yes, he does.
We have a 203 again.
Hello.
Colin?
Is he still football game? 203.
Oh, 203 is Colin.
Oh, 203 is Colin? And he hangs up.
Good.
Once again, the number is 646-929-1357. Another thing I wanted to play, which I thought was basically the greatest video of the week, was DMX was shown a computer.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. And again, we're
shown a computer.
Yes. And so this girl on this like hip hop station here in New York, Power 105, she was like, "Oh, do you Google any?" Well, let's just play the clip.
He's like an old man.
Oh, there's an ad first. Hold
it's
on.
It's the least surprising clip in the history of clips.
Yeah.
And also, here. He makes sense.
Here we go.
I don't want to.
Are you lying? Come on, you know
how to
like Google yourself?
No. I don't know how to do it on a phone.
But y'all know how to do it on a laptop.
Much, look at all these things. It's too much stuff.
It's
look.
A toolbar.
Look, the stuff.
Those
like,
are like
I
the
don't,
windows that are
it's,
open.
It's scary. It's scary. It's too much stuff.
Toolbars are scary.
Google your name.
I'm my grandmother.
You know how to do it. I know you can do this. It's already right. There. You just start typing in DMX. All
right.
That's just his game. Like, he's trying to hit on her.
Oh, all right. So what do I do?
Now you hit enter.
All right.
That's
so
it.
What, what's the thing though? You want to move around a little the thing? This, where's this?
No, this is a laptop, so you have a trackpad. Just,
where's the mouse?
Right here.
Oh. I got
Why
Windows 95.
And a little arrow, like there's two different things.
You scroll down.
Yeah, but
it's
that's
a monster.
That's the arrow.
And then it's a hand.
It
then it's a line.
Why? It's the same. Why? I don't know.
See, it's confusing.
He's absolutely right. I don't disagree with the thing he said.
And in the middle of it, it'll stop into the circle.
When it's like freezing.
It's
a, yeah,
he talks exactly the same
like,
as he raps.
Yeah,
he's
awesome. He's the real.
It'll stop.
Drop.
And roll.
Yeah, right. This is the best. Little clip at the very end. Hold on.
Computer words are funny, like Google. Yeah, but they're like funny words, like just get a regular word. What the fuck is a Google? Who cares? Google. Like, I don't even make sense. I'm like something you call somebody like a baby. Google. Like, you know, like.
This is like bad stand up from 1997.
What the fuck is a Google? What? What is Google? They don't mean nothing.
And then he goes on a rant about blogging.
Power 105.1.
Yeah. Fuck the blogging.
Oh, so you don't know any blogs? You don't know what's
popular
online?
I don't even know what a blog is. That's a funny word, blog. Why is it called blog?
Why call it blog? And Google. I don't understand.
Bloggeration?
No, it's just blog.
Bloggington? Just blog? Why blog?
Writing on the internet means blog.
Why not just call it writing on
the internet? The girl doesn't even know what a blog means, blog. What the word comes from.
Writing on the internet means blog.
Yeah. So when you email someone, you're blogging.
Hey, I just blogged my girlfriend. I sent her a blog. Yeah.
The blind leading the blind. Leading the blog.
Leading the Google.
Yeah.
Why you gotta be Google? Why words mean words?
Not even a real word.
Why is this a lamp? Why is this a laptop? Why is this a chair?
put that over a beat. Yeah.
He's just being very philosophical.
Someone should ask
we
him if he knows how magnets work.
Why does gotta be Noah? Why they gotta call you Noah? That don't make no sense. So what the fuck is a Noah?
I don't understand. It's like Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark. I don't understand. Yeah. Yo, yo, we have to break this down right now. DMX.
2012. Why is that a year?
We're gonna talk about shit that don't make sense on the internet. Here comes. Google.
Bing. What the fuck is a Bing? I binged your mother last night.
Fuck is a blog, yo. Go.
Wait, I just looked it up. It means weblog. Oh. Wouldn't that be a vlog?
Then the backup singer says, "No, oh, that's one you read on the internet."
What is the internet? What is the internet?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I do a pretty good DMX.
Yeah.
What is the internet? File transfer protocol. Why do I gotta use FTP? Why do people be saying backslash when it's a forward slash? Roof, roof.
Nerd jokes. Rob loves them.
C++. Why I gotta have two pluses? Why can't be one plus? I thought C++ was bad when I was in school. Why ain't it A+? And what the fuck is C#?
He never thought C++ was bad. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's be fair here.
I mean, it passed the class.
No, he thought he knew it was bad, but he just got them.
I don't even know.
Hey, someone give me a semicolon.
Yeah.
I need a semicolon to finish this formula.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay. I wasn't even thinking that deep.
Comma zero. Comma zero. Comma zero.
Now, they want me to make this as a full song. I'll consider that.
We already have half of it written.
We should do My Niggas by DMX. My Niggas. You know that song?
No.
Oh, well.
No.
Rob's finding it now. Right?
Yes.
It's a good song.
My Niggas.
Just because I love my niggas. I shed blood. Oh, my niggas.
We're gay already.
Like
well, a lot of his stuff is very homoerotic.
Rough gay sex.
Weird, yeah. I shed blood with my nigga. I mix it with the semen of my nigga.
Whoa. Take to cut. Oh, hold on. Was that
rehab?
No, I was just, that was very natural. I'm like trio skates, you know what I mean? I just say what I'm thinking. Some niggas that you don't wanna try. My niggas. Some niggas that really do it die. My niggas. We'll have you cowards ready to cry. My niggas. We'll fry. My niggas. We'll rob. My niggas. Keep niggas on their fucking
I'm one of his niggas.
Sometimes I put my dick in their ass.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Trio skates again, sorry. Mike Dirnt came in and apologized for that. He said, oh, DMX is in rehab now. Don't listen to any of that. It's street cred. All right. Oh, maybe I should make a, instead of forget the computer thing, we should make a gay version of My Niggas.
Yeah. There you go.
I feel like DMX would come here and shoot us.
Yes.
He's in Miami. It's fine.
Can't afford a plane to come here?
No.
What the fuck is a plane? What the fuck? I never heard of this. Why is it called a plane?
When you go somewhere, you drive on the ground. How the fuck you going to fly in there? That don't make no fucking sense. Wright Brothers, who? El Deuterino just said, the fuck is a trioscape?
We'd all like to know.
You should be glad you don't know if you joined the show late. It's an awful, awful band.
Stop it.
Untrue.
Terrible.
Rob, come on. You know you don't like
Rob
that.
Is at the show too.
Like Rob it. Has a working relationship with that band. He can't
talk about it. No, he doesn't. Right. No, Trioscape.
But with the people in person.
I absolutely love it. I legitimately
That's why you're only allowed to shit talk Psyopus, because you don't have any kind
because
of...
Because they broke up, yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
It's because they lost your support.
Ah.
That was it.
Yeah. They were so upset about Rob hating them that they just quit.
Yeah.
Hung their heads in shame.
What jazz fusion band are they in now?
None.
If they were, would you go see them?
I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah. Come on.
I thought so.
Sid, you and I should get together. We'll put fake beards on so she won't recognize us.
Fake beards on top of our
you
real
beards.
And
difference is it's not the beards or the way you look. It's how you play your instrument.
Right,
and
I'm
you
saying,
two can't play an
well,
instrument.
Neither can those people
right.
that we were listening to before.
No,
what?
They can play. I just they're not playing. Yeah, we'll just fucking.
You
yeah.
didn't even listen. You were just talking over it the whole time.
I gave it a second chance.
A second. You
they're,
give
they're
the.
They're not gonna like it. They're not gonna like it. No, it's okay.
All right.
Their feeble brains can't comprehend.
Oh,
and your feeble brain can't, so clearly brains have nothing to do with it.
I do not have a feeble brain. I have a sophisticated mind.
You have eight brain cells, and it only takes 25% of them to listen to that.
No,
movie.
The weed enhances it. Maybe that's why.
They
don't. Yeah, they just, yeah. just over there.
No,
don't.
I smoked weed for a good decade and a half.
And
back
then,
you were a huge jazz
and
fusion
I,
fan.
I never liked that shit. I'm sorry. Never.
Well, that shit wasn't around 10 years ago.
There was jazz. It sounds the same as the fucking CD 101.9 shit.
No,
I feel like part of it also is like I know people who are like, well, I'm at a certain age, I need to get into golf now.
Oh,
that's the thing
yeah.
people of a certain age do. So it's like, well, I'm at a certain age, so I should probably like jazz now. So I'll just start liking jazz.
Do you see what Rob does? It's a perfect example. It just goes right to the elitism. He's like, well, you're not smart enough.
I was completely kidding.
I don't know.
Also, Rob
joking.
Doesn't like any of the music we play or talk. Rob doesn't like music, really. He likes Pink Floyd. He likes Pink Floyd, and that's about it.
And Nicki Minaj, I learned last night.
What is
oh,
wrong?
Oh, and what's that?
Come on,
No.
Romeo?
Chromio, yeah, you like Pink Floyd and Chromio. And the rest is just an act because you have a website.
The fuck is a Chromio?
Yes,
make
my whole love of heavy metal is an act. So
dude,
I can
you haven't loved
profit
heavy metal
off
since
of it.
You started working with it. Now it's
is
like a job
true?
For you. Come
no,
on.
I definitely like heavy metal bands. I
love,
like, heavy
I
like. You didn't say love.
I
love heavy metal bands. No,
I'll
it's
stick
not
up
true.
For Rob because when we would go somewhere, we would stay in the hotel together, he blasted like fucking really, really irritating metal while he was sleeping.
Anything sure. to drown out the nightmares.
Oh,
I've stopped doing that, though. But there was a time where I would blast metal to go to bed.
That is weird.
For years.
Yeah, they're reminding us that you like Stupid Ho by Nicki Minaj.
I do, yeah. I've talked about that.
See, there's some Nicki Minaj songs
it's
that are
fun,
tolerable.
It's a fun, silly song.
That's not a song I like.
I think it's very... And it's really more the video, I would say, though, because I really like the randomness of it. Mm. It's just like... It's silly.
It's
like
just like it's repetitive. I don't know.
When it comes to like pop music and like other stuff, I prefer the silly stuff.
Sure, I said, there's some songs of hers that are tolerable.
Just purely crap.
But yeah.
But I definitely like metal.
Trinkletown is implying in the chat that you finger Trioscapes in public. Is that true?
No.
At the end of their set, I just go up on stage. They all drop trow, and I just boof.
Yeah.
By boof, that's the sound that my fingers make
at
when they go into buttholes.
He has sausage fingers.
Yeah. Well, there's only three guys in the band, so Rob used one finger for one guy, the other hand for the other, and then his toe for the third.
That's a good one. Super Nintendo Chalmers said Rob's favorite song is a Central Sports theme.
How the hell do you even know that?
We sing it on the show.
We did
it
on the show, yeah.
Central Sports.
Did we play it? How long ago?
Yeah,
we
played it
not
too long
ago. A few weeks ago.
Don't you listen to the show, Darren?
It's weed. It's the cumulative effect.
Yes.
Blame everything on the weed, Darren.
Because we used to mention it all the time on our Brooklyn College show.
Yeah. Well, that's when the commercial was on, and we lived right next to Central Sports, which is still there, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
It still has 15-year-old girls walking there, working there, dressed like sluts.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a shortage of those.
In that neighborhood.
And the job is, hey, can you hang out?
Yeah,
yes.
They don't do anything.
Do I have to get shoes or anything? No, just hang out.
Just wear
like a tube top.
Yeah, just wear a tube top and short shorts that say juicy on the ass. Yeah.
You walk in, they go, can I help you?
They just direct you to some dude.
Yeah, some dude.
They,
knows go,
they don't say, can I help you? They just sit there and chew gum and play on their iPhones.
And then you go, can you help me?
Once in a while a nipple pops out.
Yeah.
If you hang around long enough.
Sits across the street with a telescope every day.
Yeah. He purposely goes out of his way to pass by Central Sports in case he sees something.
I need those new Reeboxes.
Rob spends all his time watching RTN at his parents' house. Russian Television Network.
Speaking of DMX, Sean actually linked me to this pretty funny.
I can go twice.
Oh, this is good.
Let's get it on.
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow.
We think it's a game.
I can go anywhere.
Suck my dick.
My nigga. Ways to grow.
nigga.
A reading rainbow.
Here we go again.
I can be anything.
Same old shit.
What? Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
A reading rainbow.
This is the shit I be talking about.
A reading
rainbow. You think it's a game? What I really want.
He's very good.
What I really want. Bad or die.
LeVar Burton is rolling over in his grave.
Still alive.
I know.
Just checking.
But still, he's still rolling over in somebody's grave.
Oh, he jumped into a grave to roll around. Okay.
Sounds good to me.
He's like, there's the corpses in there. What the fuck? I'm in here, dickhead.
Ew, I just spit on my microphone and then I rubbed it on my nose.
No, you don't think you needed to tell anyone that? It's a radio show. No one can see you.
You can see
me. Oh, so it would have been a huge loogie hanging from your nose and we would have spotted it? Is that what you're saying?
No. Actually, those combos that Sid brought in, he brought in these spicy buffalo combos.
Yeah, buffalo blue cheese.
And at first, they taste like regular combos, but if you continue eating them, they have this weird, like, boogery aftertaste.
Really? You've eaten boogers?
Yeah,
how do you know what they
taste
like?
Of course. Well, you've never tasted your own boogers?
Never.
Never. Honestly.
How when you're really sick and you just, like, you taste, yeah. Like, your nose is so stuffed.
I don't know that
no
tastes,
choice.
Like, the same as boogers, though. Like a hard
booger?
Yeah,
there's... Yeah,
you know who tasted their own burgers? Who has been oddly silent during this, Robert?
I haven't tasted. It was a false rumor.
Why? It's a rumor that you started when we lived together that
what?
You told me about.
What?
No.
Go on.
Booger boy story. Come on.
Booger boy story.
No, I was like that was like a nickname I had because somebody in elementary school because somebody falsely said that I ate my own boogers, which is untrue.
Boogers. There was a boy in my class, like in fourth or fifth grade, and he used to like sit in class and roll this booger ball, a huge booger ball, and then at the end of the class he would start eating it slowly.
Oh, like a tomato? Ew.
Yeah. And he would like roll it around, so it's a perfect ball.
Oh.
And then he would take a bite out of it, look at it, taste it.
This might be the grossest thing we've ever talked about.
I don't know, but it's up there. Did you? So wait, all right. You never ate your boogers. You
no.
Noah, you just
admitted
I tried
admitted it when to. I was younger.
How younger? 23?
No, not 23. Maybe like, I don't know, like 8?
What? I'm just curious.
No,
like,
not 28. 8.
What prompted you to eat your booger?
I was stupid.
I'm not
curious.
I
want
to know. I'm just curious. I won't judge you much.
I don't know. I guess I went through a phase where I would put everything in my mouth.
Oh.
jokes
college.
Aside, did you add, like, was there any boys involved in this?
No, I was too young for boys.
Girls?
No girls.
You never ate a booger off the tip of that kid's dick? He put his booger
ew,
ball on his
I
dick?
Am not into booger play.
Booger boy. Booger ball boy. That's the episode title. I'm not into booger play. That's the leader in the clubhouse.
Hmm. So, all right. So, but when you picked the booger out, right?
Yeah.
And how big was it?
I don't, Darren, I don't remember.
I'm sure you remember this.
From 21 years ago.
Come on. Was it a giant fucking hopper?
No,
or was
no,
it
wasn't a giant booger. I think it was like, I took it out and I was like, oh, kids eat their boogers. I wonder what this tastes like.
Okay.
And then I licked it.
Was
and
it
I was
hard
like,
or was it a slimy?
I think it was like in the middle.
Okay.
And it was just salty.
And you just put it on the tip of your tongue or you took a, like a.
I didn't, no, I didn't put the whole thing in my mouth. I just touched
it
with my tongue.
You licked it.
Yeah, I licked it.
And it was gross.
It was very salty and then
yeah.
And like slimy.
I don't know how people eat their booger. Like I know adults that eat their fucking boogers.
Ew.
Who? You know, not friends of mine, but people I've seen do it,
oh,
you know?
Yeah. You see it on the subway every once in a while.
It's a guy that I play poker with that eats his boogers.
Maybe he doesn't like to psych you out.
No, it's not. You know.
You don't want to take those cards that he left booger?
He didn't do it really during the game. I've seen him like, well, sometimes we'll get together and eat before and he just still thinks no one's looking.
He's got
at
an appetizer.
Him.
What's really gross is people who eat their earwax.
What? I've never seen that.
There was another boy in my other class who would always like dig his ears, like he had like a long pinky nail, and then he would lick it after.
By the way, while you were telling that booger story, Shankleton said, "Keep talking, no, I'm gonna come." So
is that Is that something that's arousing when girls talk about eating their boogers?
You know what I think? And I have a theory on this. I don't think boogers are arousing. Maybe there's a small percentage
just
of people.
Just like trying new things?
I think the fact that everyone listens to you, this is our 180-something show,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they feel like they know you and you're like a hot girl that people know. Like they feel intimately. You talked so many hours on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I think when they listen to you talk about anything, mm-hmm. not maybe the booger was a joke, mm-hmm. but I think they think just you talking about stuff turns them on, I think.
Really?
Like anything remotely sexual. These guys, so, I think you have a whole legion of guys.
No, can you talk
off.
About tickling?
Tickling
story for our tickle fetishists.
Let's just run down every fetish for the rest of the show.
I don't like getting tickled.
Uh-huh. Why is that?
I just, it's torture. It's like, it's too torturous.
What part of your body is the most ticklish?
My the sides of my rib cages.
Oh, okay.
Over there.
Me too, by the way.
And feet. My feet are very ticklish.
Rob, get her.
Yeah, hurry up.
No, wait. No, I'm going.
I have very long reach. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. He has long, AP arms.
Use your arms. Yeah. Bottom of the feet. How about that?
Yeah, the bottom of the feet are also ticklish.
What, you know what we should do?
What?
When we have our 4th anniversary, which is coming up, we'd have a listener get to come in here. We'll strap you to a chair and tickle you. Would you do that?
No. What do I get out of it?
You get to. Yeah, we're promoting the show. You
pee yourself on air. That's what you get.
Would you pee? If someone tickled you and you couldn't stop them?
I'm sure she would pee at some point.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'd be down for that.
No, I didn't mean on purpose. I meant would it trigger you to pee? Oh, shit. Well, there you go.
But if my bladder is full, maybe.
Sometimes
if I laugh really hard, I do pee a little.
Wow.
Girls do that.
Yeah, their plumbing is all different. It's wide
open down there.
It's wide open.
Can't tie that shit in a knot.
You can tie your dick in a knot?
Sure, why not?
I can't tie
it. In a pretzel.
Fold it over.
This got weird very quickly.
It is covered in rock salt.
All right. Cheap Jew Russia says, can we do it if we bring Sid cookies?
You can do anything if you bring me
to
cookies.
Noah.
Yeah. I volunteer Noah's services for anything if it gets me cookies.
I got to rewind. Noah misunderstood what I meant. She said, I'm down to pee. So what did you think I meant? What would you be down to do? Pee on the listener?
I don't know if I want to take my underwear off in front of a listener.
They get to be blindfolded.
Now, what if
If they're blindfolded, I'll do it.
Oh, okay. What if you put the pee in a cup and then just
throw it?
That's
not the same.
I
feel
that.
Like that's taking away the fetishism of it. That's just like pouring some shit on some back.
Then why would your underwear be off? No, you're going to be tickled until you piss yourself.
Oh, you just want me to be tickled until I piss my...
No,
I
moved on to something else.
Oh.
What if the guy to tickle Noah was Ken Pierce? Said she.
No. Ken Pierce is not touching me.
Yeah.
Then she would be peeing for a whole different reason.
Mm. And Ken Pierce doesn't listen to the live cast. I feel like
I should
get back to the listeners.
Yeah. If he listened to the live cast, we've had like 10 lawsuits already.
You think he can afford a lawyer?
No, but he would threaten us with a blog.
He would
an email.
He would create a fake letterhead from the lawyer.
It will say, "Dear D-E-E-R from the law offices of Penn Kearse." To who it may concern, stop talking about me. I mean my client.
But he's just like full of cross outs.
Yeah.
And our response to that would be, well, if we didn't talk about you, nobody would know who you are.
And backwards R's in crayon. That's what it would be in his email. I mean his blog. My bloggers. Someone wants to know if you would do an anal full Nelson. Would you do that?
What's an anal full Nelson?
It's like a porno move. It's a sexual position that's probably not done in real life anywhere, only in porn.
Okay.
And the guy takes it's like the fucker in the ass from behind.
Okay.
But the girl's legs are sort of back behind her head, and they do a full Nelson with their hands interlocked behind her legs.
Oh, I don't
know
if I'm that flexible.
Through behind her legs?
Yeah, go Google image search.
What's a Google?
What's a Google?
Google.
Rob knows. Goonie Google.
Oh, I thought that it would be the other way, where you just have them in a traditional full Nelson.
No, they incorporate the legs. So her legs are back here with the hands and the arms with hooked behind.
There's a dirty picture right there.
Uh-huh. Which one?
Oh, I see. The girl gives... Oh!
Now you got it. Maybe you could describe it better than I did.
Okay. So the guy is sitting on the couch, right?
Yeah.
And then the girl is sitting on top of him with his penis in her anus.
Okay.
Now, her legs are up as if to, like, she's about to put them behind her head.
Uh-huh.
And then the guy puts his hands, like his hands are on her legs, so her knees are resting on his legs.
Right.
And then he puts his hands behind her
That's
head.
That's so romantic. Yeah. You're, like, tied together.
It looks very uncomfortable.
Noah's very wet right now looking at
Noah,
that.
Noah, would you partake in an anal full Nelson?
Yeah, I guess.
That's awesome. I gotta read this.
One guy is really talented. He's doing it while standing. He has really thick thighs. Too.
I don't really like having sex while like a guy is standing. It's just
really.
I'm not into.
Not even if you're laying on the bed and he's standing and you're.
Oh
like...
no, that's fine. But like guys who like hold girls and
oh, yeah.
like.
Well, I'm not
them
in shape enough
down.
To do that at this point. But. Oh, well, let's see. Super Nintendo Chalmers just said, I prefer the anal Garvin stomp.
Wow.
Great obscure reference. The Garvin stomp is just a guy kicking around the body of his fallen opponent.
Kicking all the joints.
Yeah, all the joints of the opponent.
An anal camel clutch might be interesting, too. I'll mention that in the chat.
Anal camel clutch.
You never see that in a zoo, an anal camel?
Has anyone seen the China porn where
no,
it's like wrestling parodies?
I should have watched that for the show.
I know.
Yeah, come on,
can we watch it right now?
Let's
during
watch it
break?
During the break. And at least the clip. Not a whole thing, but let's watch part of it. And report on
Rob's
the horror.
Looking at dirty photos.
I'm like, I need to close this window.
It's so funny because the China porn. I don't know if we discussed this right on the air.
I don't know.
But it's like
oh,
the,
like her.
It's like the Royal Rumble. Like they have a guy comes in, starts fucking her, like a wrestler, and then like a few minutes pass, and another guy comes in and starts fucking her.
It's pretty. It's a gangbang.
Is it with other wrestlers?
Yeah,
parodies of wrestlers.
Because well, what they did was. The reason they have to keep switching is because they mace the guy before he comes in so he doesn't know who he's fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mace wears off and he sees who it is and he runs away. So then they bring in the next maced guy.
No.
But that wouldn't that make more sense than
yes.
people willingly fucking China?
But some you know, listen, there are people who fuck anything.
Well, they're doing it for the money.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's, you know, I mean, I think a lot of guys would fuck China.
I went to, there was a dude at the Brooklyn College radio station who thought she was attractive back
really?
In the day.
Was this
guy named David?
Do I know him?
I don't think so.
Maybe before she started putting on all those muscles.
Maybe before she grew a penis.
No, it was like when she was on in Playboy, and he was like, "Oh, you bought it the day it came out."
Those Playboy pictures were frightening.
Yeah,
and they were completely airbrushed.
Yeah, that's as good as she could possibly look, and she was terrifyingly
awful,
hideous.
Awful. Her face—that's the thing. She looks like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah,
oh
much.
No,
Bonnie! I'd rather fuck Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
That's the show time. No. All right, let's take.
I like that. But it has a dirty word.
Yeah, we can't do that. Let's take a quick music break.
And then we're getting
can't
a phone
believe,
call.
Yeah,
we?
I can't believe it's almost been an hour.
All that booger talk.
But I wanted to run down who is in the porn. It's Ric Flair. It's John
Hulk
Cena,
Hogan,
Hulk Hogan, Iron Sheik, Triple
H. But it's actually the Iron Sheik.
Yeah. Right? Just, what else is he doing? There's nine guys. I can't remember the other ones. Who did I say?
X-Pac is in it.
X-Pac. Is he really in it?
Well, no. Yeah, right.
I don't remember the rest, but it's just
we'll
like wrestlers. The Ric Flair one is hilarious.
Yeah. And okay, so let's take a music break. All the bands that you hear in this music break are from Guy's label, Black Market Activities. And pretty much all these releases are new releases that either came out this year or about to come out on October 23rd. We're going to kick it off with the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. They were on the show last week. Isn't that
mm-hmm.
crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another track. This is the Alpha, the Omega.
Yeah. Howdy, listeners. In order to keep up with all this jazz about social networking, Chuck Blandington is now on Twitter. Follow me at BlandInjection. It's mostly me making fun of Nola, Rob, and Frank. Oh, and I guess you should follow the Livecast as well. Their Twitter handle is at MILivecast. Twitter. I'm over it. Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get health care for every American. If they weren't so busy making dick and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Livecast. We'll be right back. To any members of the FBI in the audience, the music break is over. Repeat, the music break is over. Please return to your listening posts and resume monitoring of this program for any negative references to Dave Mustaine. That is all. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
It's hour number two of the Metal Injection live cast.
Yeah.
We just played a Black Market Activity music break in honor of our special guest. You just heard Gaza with This We Celebrate. Before them was Hive Smasher with En Route to Meatland. I think it's Meatland, but I like adding a little Jewish flavor to everything. Meatland.
Keep it Wolzen.
Before that was Behold the Octopus with Disintegor.
Put a little bit more pep in your speech.
Disintegor.
Do you do this on serious?
I know. This is like the
why is it?
He's energetic.
What?
Do you
get
a pronunciation guide at Sirius?
Hold on one second. Why does everything have to come back to Sirius?
I'm curious.
This is my metal injection gig.
Because this is what you do.
The song titles are much easier.
This
on,
part of the Metal Injection live cast is what you do there all the time.
I guess so. That's true.
It's your profession.
I'm only hyping usually one song at a time, not the whole playlist.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to our special guest. He's on the line. Guy, are you there?
Yo, what's happening, guys? How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for calling in, making some time in your busy schedule. What were you up to before giving us this phone call?
Oh, I was watching football, getting ready for the Pats game.
I see.
We've got that on in the background as well.
Yeah, hey, so I appreciate it. You're pumping all the new Black Market stuff. That's making my day.
So you run a label in 2012. The big question, why?
That's a good question. I guess it was a force of habit or something. It's tough to kick. I mean, I've been doing the label now since 2003 or maybe even a little bit before that. And, I mean, a big part of it right now is just trying to figure out how to make it survive. And it's kind of not easy. You know, for the most part, you're dealing with more kids than ever before that have never actually paid for music and don't understand the idea of paying for music and the fact that it costs a lot of money to advertise the stuff and to put the bands in the studio. But I guess a lot of it is just, you know, everybody that's ever been involved at the label has really put a lot into it. And I didn't want to just like kind of like have it go by the wayside, especially with the crop of releases that we had coming up, being, you know, Hive Smasher and Behold and finally getting the Tony Danza back on, back out to the masses.
Cool, yeah. I mean, they've been a bunch of awesome releases. I'm certainly enjoying them, but just wondering the, like, why? Like, not why, but...
it's a mitzvah.
Yeah, you're just such a kind guy.
Well, I mean, you know, honestly, the whole model is changing considerably for everybody, myself included. And, I mean, you know, a lot of these records were recorded, you know, 6 months or a year ago or something, and just after all sorts of distribution changes and, you know, finally getting around to getting them out right now. So it's definitely a different world. It's certainly a different world from where it was 10 years ago. It's even a different world from where it was a year ago. It's just changing so fast right now for everybody, and we're all trying to figure it out. I'm the last person without a Spotify account right now, and I know as soon as I do, I'm just going to be like, oh yeah, this is why nobody buys anything anymore.
It's pretty addicting, Spotify. It's just like you can just look up any band, virtually any band.
I don't have a Spotify account either, so don't feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, I primarily just don't want people to see that I listen to Madonna all day long.
Just don't connect it to your Facebook, and then you'll be fine. Or just embrace what's so wrong about a guy from the Red Court liking Little Madonna here and there.
He likes Benny.
Yeah, you know, it'll just be like, why were you listening to nothing but Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, and Madonna? And I'd just be like, I couldn't find Suffocation. I typed it wrong.
Suffocation, Bieber. Yeah, it's very close.
The spelling is, yeah, definitely nearly identical.
Pretty much. I mean, Frank Mullen and Justin Bieber do kind of look the same, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I always confuse the two myself.
Yeah, I was shopping the other day, and I swore I ran into Justin Bieber Mullen.
You are a wrestling fan guy, right? As we are here at the live
cast. Yes, yes, I am. I'm not as I definitely. I'll have to admit that I'm more of an old school wrestling fan. I like everyone else. I'm not the die hard. Keep up with it every week. I'll sit down and watch it every once in a while when it's on right now, but it's more from the ghosts of wrestling past, like the 80s, 90s kind of glory days of it. It was more the glory days of it for me, at least.
What was your favorite era of wrestling?
Oh, I mean, definitely probably the late 80s. I remember Ultimate Warrior and Captain Caveman were simultaneously banned in my house. Because I used to get really pumped up and just break things, and my mom would just be like, "What are you doing?" And be like freaking out, bashing stuff with one of those big fat wiffle ball bats they used to have, right. Screaming like the Ultimate Warrior, and painting my face with whatever it was that was in the fridge.
Would you say that the Ultimate Warrior inspired your vocal style?
No, not really. but he's a trip.
Yeah. Definitely.
Have you ever thought of doing a boot camp with him? Like, what was that band that did?
Asking Alexandria.
Yeah, like Asking Alexandria did.
that was kind of amusing. I think I'd be better on the observation end of the boot camp than the actual.
Be the drill.
I mean, whatever. If Ultimate Warrior wanted to come out to Master New Hampshire into a Red Cord boot camp, I would force everybody to do it.
Or maybe on your label. Some of the younger bands that
send Gaza. Gaza needs some. They could use some weightlifting classes.
Are you saying
they could use some conservative speech lessons? And I could kind of picture. I bet Colin Morrison needs some Ultimate Warrior muscle time in his life.
And a sandwich. He's very skinny.
Yeah. I mean, I bet Ultimate Warrior could definitely help him with nutrition.
Yeah, like I feel like Colin Marston's bass is fatter than Colin Marston. If we can riff a little here, right, guys? Well, Colin Marston riffing?
You're on your own.
Okay.
Is he related to James?
What's going on with the Red Cord? Are you guys writing new stuff?
Theoretically, I guess that would be the official statement is that we're writing new material. In actuality, we haven't all been in the same room together for a while, so. I'll give this bit of advice to any band out there. If you have the opportunity not to have your drummer or any other member live on the opposite coast of the country, it's probably a good idea to stay clear of that.
All right, because Charn from Joppa Cowboy is now your drummer. And...
Yeah, he's living out in Seattle, which is funny because two members of Joppa Cowboy live in Massachusetts. So I was busting his chops one day, and I was like, you know what would be really smart? Like, you not living in Seattle, and maybe you living in Massachusetts, in which case we'd have all four members of the Red Cord, like, within an hour of wherever you're at. And, and you'd have three of the five guys in Joppa Cowboy all in the same place. But I guess that fell on deaf ears. But so we have a lot of material actually written, kind of ready to rock, and trying to figure out what to do with it. It's just more a matter of figuring out when Charn has some downtime and getting together and actually jamming on it.
Right, but
that's been the biggest holdup because in general, I'm the last person to actually contribute my piece to the puzzle, and I'm kind of lazy until I actually hear drums with it.
So why don't you learn how to drum? Wouldn't that solve everything?
I'm probably the best drummer that there is on the planet. I just, no one's ever heard me do it. So there's probably a good reason why no one's heard me do it. Even though I'm theoretically, in my own mind, I can blast faster than everybody. And I might as well be the drummer from Rush or something. But I'm probably the least musical person on the face of the entire world.
Somebody in the chat, like previously we've had Greg Weeks on the show, who is the bassist of the Red Gourd. Yeah. And
Gunface.
Oh, we had Gunface too, but Greg Weeks particularly was christened as one of the world's greatest men by our callers. How do you feel about that title? Do you think Greg Weeks is one of the world's greatest men?
I actually could not agree more, to tell you the truth. Greg is one of the all-around greatest people I've ever met. I don't know if he'd say the same about me, but I do believe that Greg is pretty high up on the best person ever list.
Right under the Ultimate Warrior.
Who would be your top five?
I don't know. Actually, it probably would be people that no one on the show has ever really met, outside of people in my band, of course.
Mm.
And myself. So, I mean, we're kind of the top four.
Fair enough. And then, like, a social studies teacher from seventh grade or something?
No.
No.
But let me put some thought into that. I'll see if I can come up with number five.
All right.
Right now?
Anyways, right now, I'm never going to. There's like a bunch of ties for fifth, and I don't want to say it on the air because I'd be alienating everyone else.
Mm-hmm. It's like an Oscar acceptance speech.
Yeah.
You leave
I'd rather just put it out there that me and the other four guys and the other three guys in the band, I forgot we're four piece now. So we're probably number one to four, and then there's somebody else who's number five.
Rob was hoping. Number five.
Yeah.
I was waiting.
It's between Rob and Lionel Richie. So it's not a bad.
Yeah, that's a safe bet.
Also, I don't know if you've worked directly with the Iron Cheek, but you've worked with the Iron Cheek's handlers, right? Because you do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Dave Brodsky would definitely be up in the best guys ever.
Oh, there you go.
I'll put that out there. Hands down, Dave Brodsky has to be up on the probably higher than I am, for sure.
Dave Brodsky, then the Red Cord, five greatest men in the world.
Yeah, there you go. There's the top five. But yes, I have worked with the Iron Cheek a little bit through the Indie Merch side of things. So for those that aren't familiar, I'm an artist rep over there. And yeah, I guess as part of my job over there, I brought Tommy Dreamer and the Iron Cheek and set up a Joey Style store and stuff for him.
There's a Joey Style store?
What can you buy in the Joey Style store?
He's only got one shirt up there, and it's like it says OMFNG, and it's got barbed wire on it.
You like it? Back.
So yeah, but he's a cool guy.
Does your knowing Joey Styles get you any ins with like WWE shows? Like, did you go to the Garden for?
You know what? I haven't actually explored that route, but now that you mention it,
Rob is just trying to get to WrestleMania.
Yeah, if you can tell Joey Styles about me,
it's going to be in our area.
Yeah, you know what? I think he like heads up all the. I think he heads up like a good chunk of the social networking and stuff for them. So
the head of their internet division.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you? I'd imagine if they're doing stuff with all these other websites and stuff, that
clearly
they should probably do something with Metal Injection and Sirius.
Clearly,
that's. I mean, hey, you know that would be the next obvious step. If you're not going to be a metal band, you might as well be a wrestler going on Metal Injection or XM.
Huge crossover, I feel.
I feel like that too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That wasn't a sarcastic statement, even though everything I say sounds sarcastic.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because when you reminded me that I was coming on the air, which I'm glad that you gave me a 15-minute warning because I totally forgot. I was like, oh, what's the subject matter? And Rob's like, oh, China porn. I'm like, oh, okay. So
yeah, we just talked.
There you go.
Supposed to watch it during the break, and we didn't.
Because you got high.
Wait, so she actually has a porno now?
She has multiple porns out. There's the leaked sex tape that came out a few years ago.
Quote, unquote, leaked.
Yeah, that they did themselves. Yeah. They've admitted.
She has a porn where it's like the Royal Rumble. Like, there's a bunch of guys pretending to be famous wrestlers, and they just come out one by one and gangbang her.
And this is by, like, Vivid, which is one.
Was this recorded while she was on Celebrity Rehab or something?
No, this was just, like, a few months ago, yeah. She's,
oh, wow.
This is her job. She's a porn star for Vivid.
She is actually a porn star. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Contract girl.
That's crazy.
Earl.
Good for her.
Yeah. Contract person.
Yeah. Thing.
I mean, listen, I've done some stuff that I wasn't very proud of, and I needed money. I just didn't take my clothes off or have sex with anybody.
Yet.
For money.
What did you do for money that you needed money?
I don't know. I unloaded fish trucks with Gunface.
That's pretty normal. I was hoping
You know, just typical band guy. Like, I did jobs that guys with tattoos on their hands and stuff should be doing.
Ironic.
But I don't have tattoos on my hands.
Fish truck was China's nickname in high school.
The unloaded China.
Yeah.
Fish truck?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an app nickname for China.
Mm-hmm.
So, Guy, are you going to be supporting Massachusetts' Mitt Romney in this election?
Well, I'll tell you this. I can't support Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
So you're just going to abstain?
I didn't say that. Nope. I said I can't support Barack Obama.
You can hold your nose and vote for Romney, even though you're not a fan of his. Is that what you meant?
His hair is very presidential.
Can't argue with that.
Does have a presidential hair?
Yeah, it's funny. My little brother used to have an ex girlfriend that lived next door to Romney, and I remember him meeting him many years ago, just by accident. I think he threw a football and it landed on his lawn. And out came Romney in his, magic underwear or something. And he was just like, I looked at him and I said, this guy should be president. He has the most presidential hair I've ever seen in my life. And I believe it. He is very presidential looking, although albeit kind of stiff as well.
He heard you at that point. He was like, honey, that guy said it.
Yeah.
Now I got to do it.
He was like, man, have you seen my hair?
Do you think it's presidential?
It's like if the Sears catalog was casting a president. He would be it.
I hate how dark they make him.
Well, that was for the, what was that?
The
town hall on Telemundo.
To make him look Mexican.
Yeah.
But he wears it all the time. Not just there. Yeah, he looks like a...
It's like Boehner. All the big Republicans need, for some reason, overdo the bronzer.
Yeah, that's very
weird. I don't understand it.
Yeah. It's funny though. As soon as you mention anything political, when in regards to the metal scene and stuff, I'm sure that my Facebook fans are dropping like flies as soon as you say anything anti-Obama. So
I don't know. I feel like it's 50-50. There's just as many right wing as left wing in metal.
Yeah,
quite a lot of our forums are full of Republicans and libertarians.
Yeah, I mean, I would have really liked to have seen Ron Paul in there. I'm a New Hampshire resident now, and I was happy when he came out on top, at least in my state.
What was I going to say about something about
Why did you smoke, Rob?
That's
what happened.
Come on, pull it out, Rob. Here it comes. It's there. Rob forgot the question.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, that's the question.
So professional.
Thank you. I
didn't inhale.
Cool.
I'm preparing for my political career.
Would you ever consider a local mayoral candidacy?
Oh yeah, I mean I would I'd more than consider it. I'm gonna start my campaign right now.
Go ahead.
What are your platforms?
You should vote for me. Because I'd be better than the other guy.
All right.
You pretty much are like,
right?
You sound like Mindy Mayer, like a more professional Mindy Mayer.
He has a much better speaking voice than Mindy Mayer.
I don't know if you've heard of her. She's running for a local council.
State Senate in New York.
Yeah.
State Senate in New York, and it's like this 23-year-old.
Diva.
Orthodox Jew girl who's just like her she has I'm sexy and I know it on her profile. Like she's all blinged out.
Her whole career after the girl from Legally Blonde.
Yeah, there you go.
Literally, she's admitted to that.
She's proud of it. So if she can
run, boy.
Guy, we believe in you.
Well, listen, when I someday get around to, or when I get motivated enough to do something like that, I'll be coming back on the show with more of a platform in mind. In the meantime, it's I'm just kind of disgusted by most people and what they do. I feel like there's not very much common sense being thrown around on either side. I pride myself on being independent because I feel like the truth is somewhere in the middle, but not necessarily moderate, if that makes sense. I think there's some stances from both sides that make sense, but you kind of just can't take the entire political affiliation with you can't take the good with the bad from both parties and roll with it. Like, it's definitely like a mishmash of things that would comprise what I believe would be the right. I don't know, that would make sense overall.
Parties are to the right of what is really what we should really be doing. I think that the Democrats are slightly to the right and the Republicans are way off the pier to the right. And I wish there would be – I wish the Democrats were the right side party and had a liberal party to challenge them on the other side rather than being challenged by, like, religious hyper rednecks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm definitely not – I definitely don't side with a lot of the lefties in general. And it's like – I know I was melting off on my Facebook page the other day about Elizabeth Warren and the fact that I can't stand her. And, I can't stand her.
Okay. I thought of a great slogan for your campaign.
The right guy for the job.
The right guy for the job. The puns are endless.
Yeah. Well, no, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Guy one.
Endless guy puns. Endless guy puns. Not just some guy.
Yeah.
That's not just some guy. I will fight the hell out of you.
Well, thank you for calling in and shooting the shit with us. Enjoy the remainder of your football viewing.
Yeah.
And
I appreciate that. Thanks, guys. And I really appreciate you. Anybody that's still interested in the Red Cord after we've fallen off the face of the earth, I really appreciate that you're still interested. And anybody that's been supporting black market activities or actually any label, if you're out there supporting music in general, all of us really appreciate the support because, I mean, it's very, very quickly. I mean, if people don't participate in pre-orders and just keep picking up records, like, physical music won't be around for very much longer because it's really tough to do. There's just really not that much money left. And, I mean, it's definitely going in an interesting direction now because of, you're going to see more and more bands doing, like, Kickstarter campaigns and stuff. I don't know if you caught that Robotic Empire Kickstarter that they were doing to try to put out Bone Thugs and Harmony album.
Yeah, I saw that. That was crazy. I think I figured out the marketing solution. Red Cord Crocs. You guys should work on those.
You know, every time I see Crocs, all I can think of is Brett Favre's dick pics. I don't know if that's why you brought that up or whatever, if you saw me like helping off the other day about it, but that's all that comes to mind. And I think it was the Gaza guys where a while back they were like, did you see Brett Favre's dick pics? It's nowhere near as heroic as you'd want it to be.
He's a gun.
I was just like, yeah, he did have a point, though. It was not as heroic as you'd really want it to be.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Guy. Pick up all the black market activity stuff. You got a bunch of stuff coming out on October 23rd, right? Danza, Behold the Art.
Danza, Behold, and the Hive Smasher will be out as soon as the LPs come back from the press.
There you have it. Cool. Guy from the Red Corps, thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Later, man. All right, that was a nice conversation.
Yeah, nice chat.
I lost the part about Brett Favre. Was he saying that? I never saw the pics. So did he have like a small penis?
I think that was. I never saw them either. Yeah, he was. It's like a POV shot, like facing down, and you see like,
the
croc
in
the
background.
I don't remember.
The crocs?
I think I only saw the blurred version, but from the scuttlebutt that I picked up, yes, it was smaller than you would expect.
Who was that other player? Is a black guy who showed his penis, but he had a really small. That's the one.
Did he have a small one?
He had a small one.
For somebody who's 7'3".
Yeah, he's a gigantic dude, and he had like a normal-sized penis. So it looked small.
That guy.
But he had like a 6-inch, 7-inch penis. It wasn't like a tiny dick he had.
No, you know what? I don't think that was Greg Owens, because I think Greg Owens was bigger than that.
No, he got a lot of shit. Okay. He took a huge Twitter beating because of his small...
Because of his penis size?
Allegedly small penis.
God.
Like a lot of people,
that's
like
so
black
mean.
People were awful to him. It was like, yo, look at this nigga's penis right here. That shit is tiny, yo. You know, and it's like a normal size penis. The guy's a gigantic Sasquatch.
He's had a rough life, that guy.
His wallet is probably bigger than his
penis.
Well,
yeah, that's for sure.
Sure,
you can just
get
say that.
Sure, he has no problem getting laid.
And when he was interviewed about that, he gave such a he gave the most women's right friendly answer I've ever heard. It was basically like, I got all these women sending me naked photos. The least I can do is send one back.
Yeah, it was so
That's
nice.
Like the most pro woman thing any NBA player has ever said in any context.
What did he say? Say it again.
He's just like, I've got all these women sending me naked photos. The least
naked.
I could do is send one back.
He said naked.
Yeah.
Naked.
He was in his black character. Mm. That was it. Everything is said the exact same way, but he added naked.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm black and I just didn't realize.
Are you related to
bark.
DMX? Yo, what the fuck is all these penis pics talking about,
yeah,
man? Come on.
What's a dick pic?
What's a penis?
That sounds like a picnic.
I don't understand. My nigga. My dick pic.
Oh my God!
My dick pic and me.
So let me see what Brett Favre's penis.
I guess
that needs to be dropped, please. All right, Darren.
I have a few on tap that I have to make. There's something else dumb that I said last week that I can't remember. Let's see it. Pull it up.
I can't find it.
It's not SEO.
Pull it out, not up.
Yeah, I did some Googling.
So this, like, did he have custom Crocs? Or, like,
and
you know, the more expensive kind?
Were they
just...
Green Bay Packers Crocs?
Oh,
I think this was when he was on the Jets. Remember? He said,
yeah.
Like,
ew.
The Jets burger or whatever.
The Crocs that look like they're olive, maybe?
You see?
I don't want to turn the computer. But...
Darren, why don't you just do a Google search?
Oh, boy.
Disappointing?
Oh.
That was a good picture.
Oh. He has a lot of different angles.
I don't know.
It's not tiny.
It's
but...
really hard to get turned on by guys who send dick pics. Like,
there's
no right angle.
Just the photo of the penis is just like with no body, it doesn't do it for you.
What about a man? What about like a photo of a naked man in full with his penis?
Yeah, like if it's a mirror shot.
Yeah, okay, that could be hot. But if you just see like the pubic area and like his thighs and then like
his Crocs,
his Crocs or his
red gold Crocs.
Or his, like, Nintendo blanket or whatever in the background.
Nintendo
is
blanket.
That a specific story that happened?
No.
Where'd that come from?
Rob, I thought you sold that blanket.
Hey, Daddy.
Leopard. Leopard.
Don't you mention my Nintendo blanket collection.
I don't know. Do you guys send dick pics to your lady friend? Well, not you.
No, I have a girlfriend.
I know, but in the past, have you sent dick pics?
No. I don't have, like, a really huge dick. I don't think it would be, you know, it's not tiny.
It's all about
it's
how
not,
you frame it.
I don't feel like that's a selling point to me. Oh,
just
yeah, you have to see my cock.
It seems huge.
No, maybe, like, while you're sexting.
No.
If a girl
I'm more verbal
would...
in my charming of people. I don't think I'm really that good looking.
What?
You're adorable.
I don't think I'm ugly either.
I think you're very handsome,
well,
Darren.
Thank you. First of all, you are handsome, but second of all, penis and good looking aren't related.
But I don't think physicality when I'm trying to charm a girl. Like, I've always been sure down on
penis,
myself.
She'll tell you if it's good. Let's do it right now.
we have a caller.
Oh.
785. You're on the air.
Tell us about your dick pics.
No, I don't have any dick pics. I'm sorry.
Can you take some?
Oh, hold on. We don't know how old this guy is.
Who is this?
This is Dan again from last week.
Oh, of course. Dan, what's up?
Not much. I miss Guy. I had to go take my pugs outside, and I came back, and he was gone. I was like, damn it, pugs, hurry up and poo.
You should just listen on your phone. If you called while you got your pugs outside, you could have listened on the phone.
Well, see, I have a black pug. His name's Hannibal. He has his ball still, and if he sees a female pug, he goes running. So I guess I could have talked while I was running after him, trying to get him not to hump whatever he was chasing.
For Guy.
That was funny.
But, you know, I'm just laughing at him because he's staring at me. I'm sorry.
Question.
My foot fell.
My pug knows that we're talking about him. I miss Guy. I can't believe it. Oh, I'm sad now.
No, if you were to...
Yeah, he's probably listening, and he'll tweet you his answer if you ask him.
He'll probably face wiener me. That's like Facebook, but it's just dick pics, completely just dick pics. I don't know if you guys are in the loop or not, you know. We do that.
What happened?
Rob has the app.
Where are we going?
What?
Face dick.
Face dick?
Yeah.
That's an app?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's facedick.com.
I don't know about that.
I'm not being serious. I'm kidding. You guys are being mean now.
All right.
Well. The only way that you can redeem yourself for this call is if you send us all dick pics.
What?
I don't want his dick pics.
Yeah, unsubscribe.
I'll only send it to you. No, only to you. Okay.
Send to Noah at metalinjection.net. Send your dick pic.
Yeah.
Dick
send four.
Noah. Cookies to send.
Yes, N-O-A at metalinjection.net.
Noah will thrash or...
I'm chums with her on Facebook, actually.
You know what's going to happen. People are going to fuck it up, and Noah's going to give it out 8 tons of cookies, and you're going to get an email inbox.
You know what would be a good weekly column on Metal Injection? Have various junkies that are of age, 18 or over, send dick pics in, and Noah will review them.
There you go.
She will. Boom. There you go.
Judges your cock.
That may have some inherent bias because she just said she doesn't like dick pics and to begin
even
with.
Even well, though
wouldn't that
be
make
critical?
It make it a much harder scale to climb?
Yeah.
What if you dress them up? Like just put little hats and stuff on them and stuff? Like
hats? No, I don't.
It's like
turn your penis into
a puppy,
a clown, or whatever.
Leave it alone. Let your penis have dignity.
Yeah.
Paint your cock like Peter Griffin, a Family Guy.
No.
Hey, Lois, I'm taking a piss.
I like that you said Peter Griffin, a Family Guy, as opposed to all those other Peter Griffins.
It's a common name.
Thanks, guys, for your time. I just wanted to call in again. Thanks.
Your time.
Yes. You can have it back now.
Cheap Jew Russia has a better suggestion.
Yeah.
He says Noah reviews handpicks.
I think that's a better idea.
I really like that idea.
You know what it could be? It could be like photos of guitarists like playing a concert,
yeah.
And she could just review like different guitarists' hands.
No, just put the hand on the dick.
Well,
then double review.
Oh, I like pictures like that.
Really?
She likes dick pics for the hand shot.
Yeah.
Why is this dick in the way of this hand? This is such a turnoff. Can't hardly see the hands. This dick is so huge.
We're all broken.
In our own way. It's true.
Somebody's blowing up.
Yeah, Rob, your phone.
That
your
was
phone,
your guy thanking me.
Oh. Wait, just you or all of us?
Well, he said thanks! Exclamation point.
He handled the political assault pretty well when we bombarded him.
He seemed prepared.
Well, I left his politics.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the bloggerati talking about his right wing ways like Philibont.
Well, he doesn't want half his audience to stop listening.
Well, it seems he is at least intelligent about it and informed, sort of, as opposed to Labonte or whatever that guy's name is, who's just a dumbass.
He's the kind of guy that roots for political parties like it's sports, you know?
Yeah.
Like my team won.
Yeah.
But back to the handpicks.
Can I have more of those buffalo blue cheese combos?
I'm leaving them here so you can have as many
as
you like.
I feel like Noah should have a whole 2-hour podcast about hands.
Maybe like one
podcast.
It's
a visual thing, though.
A video podcast?
No, she could, you know, go into detail.
Welcome to Hands with Noah.
Mm. Hands on with Noah.
Oh.
Hands off.
Hands
off. Oh, yeah,
I
could do hands on or hands off.
That could be your thrasher or trash.
Yeah.
Handy dandy.
The theme song
should be handy
hands
dandy.
Up.
Oh God! Not born to hand drive, baby. From Greece.
Is that a fan? Think of that. No, I hate Greece.
Oh.
I fucking hate Greece.
No, so, Olivia Newton-John.
There was just some story in the news about there was a beauty pageant for kids, for like 6-year-old kids or something.
Okay.
And they made them sing a song from Greece, and the girl's playing Sandy is like smoking a cigarette. But she's not. They just had the cigarette dangle out of the girl's mouth.
But an actual cigarette.
Yes.
Oh, God.
So people were complaining, you know, and I was like...
It could be like a... Why didn't they just have like a bubblegum cigarette?
They were like, kids will...
They
I don't
make those anymore.
You know, honestly,
don't?
I don't know. We should check the story.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was. I don't
you
know if it was a real cigarette.
You can still find them in a 99-cent store though, from like 30 years ago.
But my point was, what child is listening to Grease if their fucking 50-year-old grandparents aren't forcing them to do it?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Grease is an influence
on
kids.
Well, there might be, like, kids that are in, like, dance classes or, like, some kind of musicals class
like
or
Glee.
Something. Yeah.
But this is 6-year-old kids. I mean,
yeah, that's,
you know.
Those kids are all fucked up if they're doing pageants.
They eat boogers.
No, it's just you.
Get their teeth to have that nice shine.
Yeah.
A booger tooth.
Pageant kids and parents are weird.
Yeah, you ever see Honey Boo Boo?
Oh, God.
I watched, like, maybe 5 minutes, and then I just felt my brain, like, oozing out of my ears, and I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Here's the thing, because my girlfriend forces me to watch horrible things on television.
Oh.
Sure, it's your girlfriend.
No, I swear.
She rubs your inner thigh while you watch. So
no.
Sort of.
Well, I watch even, like, when we're just, when we don't live together or anything. So, like, if I'm IMing her or something, she's like, turn this on. So I turn it on, because we make fun of it, and
yeah.
It's funny.
Aww.
But, like, we watch Maury Povich, which is now, WPIX is gone, though.
Maury Povich.
Well, if you have Cablevision in New York, they don't have Channel 11 anymore.
Really?
Why?
Yeah. They're at a dispute with WPIX.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Why is that even something worth having a dispute with?
I don't know. But the Mets games have not been on whenever they're on. Like, they have their own station, but once in a while, like every week or so, they're on picks, so you can't watch that. But Maury Povich is gone, which, you know, I'm happy about. But she's in withdrawal.
You can probably still download it.
But, yeah, whatever. I mean,
let her know that.
I don't go out of the way to watch it, but if I'm ever home, like if I have a day off or something and it's on, I'll always watch it.
You could just watch the same show over and over.
Right,
it's the same
show.
Right,
it's all paternity and it's all a formula.
He's like, in the case, we were just talking about this.
And he doesn't even help them out. He just.
What do you mean?
It used to be when you would go on a talk show, like in the 90s, mm-hmm. when talk shows were the thing.
Right.
You would go on there and you would talk about your story. And then if they read a paternity test, if you're not the parents, they would counsel you after. Uh-huh.
Well, he's you know, sometimes they show, like, a lot of times the guy's not the father, and the girl runs off, this big, fat, 350-pound woman. We
and
call
she'll,
it
like,
the
fall
the,
on the floor.
Yeah, the shame sprint. She runs out of, she runs off the stage, and then Maury will go after her and, like, oh, it's okay, you know.
Is that an official segment? Like, Febreze presents the shame sprint.
I wish it was. We came up with that name on our own, the shame sprint.
Actually, now they do put advertisements on the segments.
Yeah, that's true. And they,
what? How, like what?
Like a banner for Tide.
Yeah, no, like it's never Tide though. It's like fucking
now the
clean all the
EMS
all the
fraternity test.
It's like that. Yeah,
EMS pregnancy.
No, it's the same companies that advertise on the show in the breaks, like law firms, you know, ambulance chasers and shit.
Yeah.
So they go, "This is brought to you by Whites and Luxembourg or something," you know, whatever. But yeah, so Honey Boo Boo, like, she's making me watch. I watched it thinking it was going to be like a stupid reality show. Everyone's acting like it. They're like normal people. It's just boring. The only thing that's unusual about them is that they're fat and they eat like shit.
Is that really unusual?
I
mean,
don't
you know
they like need subtitles?
Yeah, they have their accents are really thick, but they don't do anything. They like, you could tell the producers are like trying to make them interesting, like they sent
them
to the
storyline.
They put them to the county fair and they made them wrestle a pig and shit. Like, it's very forced. Like, when you see them just all natural or whatever, that's
I feel that most reality television is forced. Like,
But this show, it was just nothing to it. They're just regular.
Where does she come from? How does
she's from the pageant
Toddlers
and Tiaras.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So she had her little
daughter.
It's
another reality show spinoff.
Yes, it's a spin-off.
I feel like there's more shows now that are spin-offs of reality shows than are original reality shows.
You think? Yeah,
it
probably.
Seems like it.
I always hated reality shows. Yeah. I hated Survivor when it came out. I just hate it. I think it's just so such cheap TV. Like,
well, that's
no,
why
I
remember, networks love it.
I know.
But, I mean, theoretically, wrestling is a reality show.
But it's scripted, at least.
Yeah. Reality
but
shows.
Wrestling,
like, my favorite reality show, when I was just thinking about it, was Real World Road Rules Challenge.
Oh, God.
Because it was basically wrestling. They were, like, soap opera storylines, and then they would have competitions, in between. Like, and then the drama from there, like hotel fight, plays into the competition, like how, like, two girls who got into a cat fight had to, like, you know, like,
all right, at least they're doing something. You know, at least they're doing something and having a game. It's like a game show in that sense.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, when you watch wrestling, the reason wrestling sucks so bad is because the writing is fucking terrible.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the same thing with
the reason the writing is terrible on reality television is because if they actually had a good writer, that writer would have a job on like a sitcom.
Okay, so
not
that's
a
why it sucks. It's cheap.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
There's just nothing to it. You know, point a camera at somebody. That's porn, basically. It's porn without sex.
Yeah, they're right. Definitely whores. They're
the people
fame whores.
Up. Yeah. I know. I just don't like it.
No. Me neither.
There's
do
never
like
been a reality show.
Love?
No, I hated that shit. In fact, one time.
Yeah, those I never got.
When we used to have our wrestling blog, there was a thing where one of the girls, New York, remember her?
Yeah.
She
had her own spinoff.
Yeah, she had. She
Flavor
was,
of Love was a spinoff from The Surreal Life, and then I Love New York was a spinoff of Flavor of Love.
Come on.
I mean, this is two spinoffs from one original reality show.
Right.
See how it multiplies?
Flavor Flav and that blonde
Bridget
lady.
Nielsen.
Yeah, and Bridget Nielsen had a show in between
Surreal
Life.
That's also
and,
true. So there's three spinoffs.
That spinoff was amazing because I thought Bridget Nielsen was the most insane woman. And like her and China in the same room when they were on the – I don't know if – were they on the Surreal Life together?
No, I don't think they were.
Or like on Rehab or something. They were definitely on a show together. And that was just television gold.
I don't know.
Surreal Life I also enjoyed, although that was probably super scripted too.
Yeah.
I feel like with a lot of these shows, they have to be scripted because people aren't innately entertaining all the time enough to make like 12 episodes out of it. So they have to be like, all right, do something dramatic. It's
so why? Well, you know, I know why, because it's cheap. But I'm saying like I'd rather see if you're going to be a television studio that backs shows, you know, put the money into creativity.
Well, here's the thing. It's all about the bottom line. It's all about making profits. And I feel for like these networks, they just need a specific rating to get the advertising that they want.
Don't give
and me. Whether they make like a amazing sitcom or a terrible reality show, they're most likely both going to get the same rating.
I know.
So it's way less risk to do a cheap reality show.
No, I completely understand why. I just don't like it. That's all.
And I
don't also,
like it
I mean,
either.
They're cheap, but then you have like things like when the cast of what was that Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Held out for like huge money. So
well, that's because
if it becomes too successful, then it's also not a cost effective anymore.
I think Jersey Shore might be my favorite reality show.
I thought you
just because
Road Rules.
No. Now that I think about it, yeah, I'm changing Road Rules. Real World Road Rules number two. Because with the Jersey Shore, the first season they weren't being characters. They weren't like hamming it up. They were just being themselves. And then I feel after that, they got such a grasp on who these characters they were playing
just became
are.
Cartoon characters.
Yeah, and it became incredibly entertaining. Like, Snooki, I think, is so funny as her dumb character. It's just really easy to laugh at. And I feel that is sort of a talent in and of itself.
I don't think so.
No.
Yep.
I don't think she's funny at all.
I think she's hilarious. You've never watched your girlfriend. Well, now it's jumped the shark.
I watched the Jersey Shore
like,
when it was popular, though.
And you didn't find the humor in it?
No.
Okay.
I thought they were appalling.
Yeah.
I know. It's
but
great.
I feel the same way about season one, I guess, because it's like you're looking.
Yeah,
that you never
really were friends with. That's what drew me into it, is just like how much I hated those people.
But I could laugh at them.
I couldn't watch more than like one season of that.
I just don't care. I can go to the grocery store and see those people.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch it on television. What I was going to say about New York was that she was on all those different reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
But WWE used to have one of their dumbass wrestlers. So, like, and they would do this whole long, stupid interview, and they'd print it on their website. So I would make fun of them, like, stupid things they were saying. And they had Viscera, remember him?
Yes.
Big Daddy V, Mabel,
Interview
New York.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, hey, baby. She's like, hey, baby, what's good, baby?
Actually, there's a guy that wrestles now. He's married to Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah. David Otunga.
He was one of the contestants on I Love New York.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And they were just saying in the chat, Otunga lost the competition to marry that whore and ended up marrying a filthy rich singer.
Oh.
He married her when she was fat, though. Do you think, like...
Is he disappointed that she lost the weight?
Well, maybe he's...
I actually saw an interview where he's like, oh, I actually preferred her with a little thickness.
So now they're going to get divorced.
He's very gay, though. I feel like he's really...
Is he like a Johnny B.
He's very...
Yeah, he's like metrosexual.
Yeah. He has his eyebrows tweezed.
It's not because of that, though. I feel like his effeminate mannerisms. I think, you know, Would you agree? Anyone? Gaydar?
I don't even know who this is. Oh.
He kind of looks very ladylike, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that doesn't always mean someone's gay. But
yeah, no,
but, I mean, for a guy that started on I Love New York, who is like an aspiring actor or whatever, I think he did pretty well for himself.
Yeah. Oh, someone just said Darren Young is gay. Do you? Anyone else sense that one?
I don't know.
Another wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Honey Boo Boo's talent is anal fullness Nelsoning for the judges.
Oh.
That's terrible. Honey Boo Boo is like 6 years old. Honey Boo Boo. Yeah,
Write that porno now.
Look at the time.
Yeah. 9 o'clock. Yeah.
All right.
Great way to end the show.
We'll be right back with more Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Poo Poo. That's
Honey Poo Poo, anal full Nelson.
All right, there won't be a show next week, but we will have a mixtape, and we will be back in 2 weeks on October 7th.
Aww.
All right.
Or is it October 8th? I don't know.
One of those days.
Six. That's the 7th.
The 7th.
30th is next week.
The
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. The Sunday after.
October 7th.
Just listen. Okay, bye.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Yeah, come on. Yeah.